No.
I was singing, but I didn't realize my mic was on earlier. But I didn't know it was on.
but they're on vacation. They're enjoying their family time. It's graduation at Cary. I don't know if we even need to go to church. You're wrong. God is doing something new today. Let's focus on today. If you also thought, oh, I didn't know we were a part of a teen revival today. Yeah, you're right. Pastor Jordan's bringing a word today. Jordan, how old are you? 20. Is that like the youngest preacher that we've had on a Sunday morning give a word? I'm going to say really close to it. And let's go ahead and get that out, because he's 20 years old, that he can't preach the word of God, that you can't engage with him, that you can't receive what he has just because he's standing up here on Sunday morning. Let's get out of the old past habits and let's step into something new. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18, it says, "Forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." You can't step into the fullness of what God is doing if you're always focused on what it previously looked like. Yeah. Just because it's changed doesn't mean that it's still not godly. You have to remember that God is doing something new in us. Let it start with today. As we stand, I want to encourage you guys. I'm going to ask you to do something different. So when we have 9 o'clock prayer, I don't know if any of you noticed it who were here, but I didn't stand in my normal spot. I typically stand right there. I came over and I stood over this way. And I'm going to ask you guys to do the same thing today, because if we all do it together, you don't have the feeling of, well, I'm the only one who's doing something new. We all can do it together. And that's when we can release God's fullness into this atmosphere today. So when you come to bring your tithe and your offering, I want you to do something new. I don't want you to walk up the same aisle that you always walk up. And if that means you have to go all the way around, out of your area, out of your comfortability, do it. And then after you bring it up, let's stay a little uncomfortable and let's stay up here together and worship. Let's really allow the teens to have a teen service like we would on Wednesday night, and allow them to understand that they're just as important as a regular Sunday worship ministry team without Sister Betty on the platform, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you today for who you are. God, we thank you that you are doing something new inside of us, that you're changing the habits of the old, familiar things. And God, you're bringing a freshness like never before. God, we ask that as we would bring these tithes and these offerings, that you would bless them to further your kingdom, Father, that you would be glorified today in this service, Lord. We give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
camino, cumples promesas, luz en tinieblas, mi Dios, así eres tú. Aunque no pueda ver, estás sobrando, aunque no pueda ver, estás sobrando, tú siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
I just want.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from I think You always want.
come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us.
Sing it again.
Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us.
Keep singing that quietly.
Do you not hear what I say to you this morning, says the Lord? You are mine. No matter what this world says or has fed into you, you are mine. You are loved. You are beautiful, and you are worthy of my love. I have cleansed you. My blood flows through you. You have received an inheritance. You hold my power in your hand. Speak the name of Jesus. Walk in faith. Trust and believe in me, because you are mine. You are worthy of love. You are worthy to be called my child. I say you are mine. Receive my love. Receive your inheritance. Walk in faith and in victory over those things that are oppressing you and holding you down. I have given you freedom to walk freely from that bondage. My blood flowed from that cross to free you. You receive that freedom and you walk. You go forth free from those chains. Leave them on the ground. Do not pick them back up. They are not yours to carry. Because I love you and you are mine, says the Lord.
Come on, lift your hands and receive that. It's a prophetic word from the Lord. We receive it, Father, right now. We are yours. We are yours. We are loved by you. We give our love back to you right now. And in obedience, we lay aside every besetting sin, every weight holding us back. Bondage is broken. In the name of Jesus. Fire and wind, fire and wind. Come on, worshiping. Let those things fall off of you. Just give him your praise. Let them fall off of you. Right now, God's still moving in people's hearts and lives. Let's let's not rush anything. I know there's a lot of stuff going on today, but let's not rush anything. God's moving right now. So let him have his way. Without going into details, maybe some other time I will, I just need you to know this, that as your pastor this morning, standing here in the presence of God amongst all of you, I just began to watch as God physically displayed, listen to me, he physically displayed the vision that he has given me for this church. And as I watched that physical display of us functioning in the vision of the church, all I could do is weep. Because we finally stepped into it. We finally stepped into it. And what I heard the Holy Spirit is saying is that this weekend is a special moment of time where things are coming into alignment in the earth. Do you realize that this is Memorial Day weekend, but also Pentecost Sunday? And as those two things converge on our converged service, come on, we didn't plan this stuff. We can't make this stuff up. We didn't realize this was going on when we set this up. We didn't do this on purpose. God did this. That in that convergence, Memorial Day weekend, I know, is a national holiday we celebrate of our fallen who have served, okay? And we honor that, and we're so thankful for men and women who gave their life for us. But ultimately, who is the one who gave his life for every human being that's ever walked the face of this earth? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And as we celebrate the fact that Jesus and anyone who is willing to lay down their life for someone else, we are also celebrating the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has enabled us to be witnesses of the things that Jesus done. It's a conversion of the two things. So not only are we celebrating the good news that somebody gave their life for us, but we're also celebrating the fact that that person empowered us to be witnesses of that very message that we're sharing. And they're coming together in one weekend as we come together in one place. And I'm just telling you, I'm seeing God fulfill everything he spoke to us. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Don't miss the moment. Don't miss it because it doesn't really look like what you thought it would in your mind's eye. It's actually happening right now. It's taking place. It's not that God's going to do it. God is doing it. So on the day of Pentecost, they're celebrating it in Acts chapter 2. The disciples of Jesus, the followers, are all gathered in an upper room, and they're waiting on the promise to come that Jesus said he would send when he returned back to the Father. And as they're waiting there, all of a sudden, there's a sound of a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. Then clothed in tongues, that just means split tongues, that were fire set upon each one of them. And as the Holy Spirit gave them an utterance or gave them the ability to speak, they began to all speak in other languages. That was the infilling, the power of the Holy Spirit coming down. And then that was noised abroad throughout the city. And everyone in their own tongue or their own language heard them speaking the wonderful works of God. That's what the Bible says. And it drew a crowd. So 120 people who were in an upper room that were in obscurity, that no one knew they were there while everyone else was down at the temple and celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, and the priest is waving the wave offering of the bread, the loaf of bread. No one knew what was going on with the 120. They didn't care until all of the sudden, suddenly, God showed up on the scene. And they drew a crowd, and Peter preached to them, and this is what he said. But this is what was spoken or uttered by or through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, declares the Lord, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now get this, church. And this is his next statement. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Are you seeing it? Are you getting it? The declaration of the Lord. Not, and you shall prophesy. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. One generation shall declare thy works to the next generation. Are you fearful that there's no hope for America? A hope for America stands before you this morning in these altars, seeking the face of God, singing, praising. It's not just these up here. There's been multiple people through this youth revival that have got involved in singing and praying and praising. But then there was a group of almost every single kid stood up last night and said, I will stand in the gap for my generation. And I will untie people who are bound with grave clothes. I will stand up for my... They all came forward. They held hands in unity and declared, yes, I will be one of those that sees God bringing life to someone. And I'll get down with their stank and everything they're going through. And I will walk it through with them by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in me. See, there's hope for this generation because Jesus Christ still has his hand on this generation. Sons and daughters prophesy. Young men will see visions and old men will dream dreams. And I'm thankful that I was young enough to receive the vision that I could see it come to pass, Pastor Darius. But I'm going to keep visionating and dreaming. And there'll become a day that if Jesus doesn't come back for me and you, that we're going to become the old man. But we're going to keep dreaming dreams so that the next generation can grab a hold of the dreams and get a vision and see it come to pass. Pastor Jordan, I could preach real easy. It's just flowing in here. I'm going to shut up right now because I know he's got a word from the Lord for us. But I need to give you that exhortation that I felt the Holy Spirit imparting into us. And he's not done. See, listen real closely to me. We think that because we have a great worship service and people come in the altar and respond, we're done. But God prophesied to this church that we would start having multiple altar services in one church service. And we're seeing that. We see it during our worship, people respond. And then we see after the preached word, people respond. And get ready because God's going to do something great amongst us after we hear this word of the Lord. All right? So in the atmosphere and attitude of praise, because that's what it is, we're going to receive an offering for Pastor Jordan because we want to be a blessing to him. The Bible says that the laborer, the one that's working, is worthy of his hire. If you can throw that on the screen again, ways to give. That way people have multiple ways they can give. If you're writing a check, just make it out to the Lighthouse and then in the memo put for Pastor Jordan Roland, or if you just want to put Pastor Jordan. If you're giving online through Venmo or PayPal, put it in the memo that this is for Pastor Jordan. We want to be a blessing to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for the music. You may be seated. Give you a moment of time to prepare your offering, to get it ready. And Brother Jake had this song on his heart that we're going to play during the offering. It's going to keep us in an attitude of worship. We're just going to play it. I think there might be a video with it, maybe not, but we're just going to play the song. Let God penetrate our hearts continually what he's doing. But this is what I want to do. I want to pray over the offering. And then as we do, after we do that, those kids who have nursery or is it primary class they call it? Preschool class. You're dismissed to take your children to those as we come forward for the offering, all right? But let's just pray over this offering. Listen, I want you to give. I know there's a lot going on this weekend, but I want you to give as the Lord leads you, okay? Because this man of God has brought the word of God to us, and we're appreciative of that. And we know we're sowing into good ground. We're sowing into good ground, amen? Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to bless your name through the avenue of giving, Lord. And God, we're not people who are desirous of money. We're not people who are overwhelmed by money, Lord. We are people who are satisfied in you and know that you are our provider. And as you have provided for us, we have opened up our bowels of compassion to share those resources with others, to bless them. Now, Father, you see Pastor Jordan. You see the ministry that you have stirred in his heart. And God, you see the dreams that you're giving him and the visions, Lord, of the future. And God, I pray that as we give this offering, it would be a funding that would go forth, that he could step into those things that you're speaking into his heart and see the fulfillment of those things, God. That those doors would begin to open more and more. And this is a seed of first fruits into his ministry, to see his ministry grow and bloom and flourish into everything that you are calling him into, Father, right now. We give you thanks that we get to be a part of the work of your ministry through giving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please play that song.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far?
Bring your offerings.
How's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then
message we've been speaking lately, right? Reach and teach. Time for us to do something. And we have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to do it. Amen. Praise God. Well, this time we're going to have Pastor Jordan come share the word of God with you. Why don't you give him a hand as he comes? We appreciate his ministry. We love him very much. Bless you, brother.
Take your liberty. Well, it's good to be here in Cary, Ohio. I want to do something out of the norm, probably. It's probably not something that you're used to, but I feel like it needs to be done this morning. I'm going to count to three, and when I hit three, I want everybody in this room, from the youngest to the oldest, no matter who you are, to stand up and give God your loudest, biggest, most exuberant, Pentecostal, clap your hands, stomp your feet, yell, whatever you got to do, offering of praise, all right? Can you do that? All right, I'm going to count to three. You guys ready? One, two, three. I felt to do that this morning because there's one thing that praise does. It postures your heart for victory. Yeah, amen. And I feel like victory is in this room today. Yeah, amen. I feel like some of you are going to get a huge victory. Life-changing breakthrough. Literally, that changes the direction of your entire life. He is the one and the reason that we are here today, and the only reason. I also want to do one more thing before I get into God's word this morning. I want to honor the shepherds of the house, Pastor Joe and Pastor Alicia, this morning. You guys have been great friends of my parents, and in return have been also great friends to me. And I thank you for believing in me and giving me a platform to launch into what God wants me to do with my life. Yeah, come on. Can we honor the shepherds of this house this morning? The Bible says give honor where honor is due, and I believe that they are very appreciated and should be well deserving of their honor. But without further ado, I want to get into what I believe that the Lord has for this house this morning. I'm going to be going to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation of the Bible. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you the title of my message. I usually don't say the title until after I'm done reading the Word of God. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you the title of my message. God gave me two words for this church. Now, voice. Now, voice. I had, and I talked with Pastor Joe about this a while back ago, but I have recently gone on a 40-day fast that I felt the Lord was calling me to. And as soon as I finished that fast, within a day later, I woke up about 6:30 in the morning. And I got up to use the restroom. And then I went back in and laid back down to try to go back to sleep. But for whatever reason, I could not go back to sleep that morning. I tossed and I turned and I just could not fall back to sleep. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how else to describe it, but the fire of God hit my body. I could feel it from my head to my toes. And I began to pray in the spirit and just kind of just seeking God and what this was all about. And God placed this church and your pastors upon my heart. And I began to just pray in the gift of intercessory prayer and just prayed for this church and prayed for this house. And then I began to seek God for what specifically to pray for this house. And he gave me two words, now voice. I said, now voice, what are you talking about here, God? What specify? I need to know what to pray for this house. And he led me to this scripture today, 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I don't know what your custom is here, but at home we stand for the reading of the word. And so if you would please stand for the reading of the word and honor God's word in that way. It says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach these things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach, now voice these things or these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And soldiers, don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. I feel like that scripture is very specific for this house and this reason, that God is wanting some of you to now use your voice. Now, voice. Bow your heads, let's pray over the word and the remainder of this service. God, I pray that you would continue to intervene into the midst of this service. God, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit that we have already had. God, I pray that throughout the remainder of this service, God, that you would just continue that, and that, God, you would speak into the lives and penetrate the hearts, God. God, I pray that your word would go forth, and God, I pray that you would give out victory and breakthrough because of it. God, I pray that you would take my mouth now, and God, I pray that you would speak this word the way that you want it spoke. And God, even though that I'm doing the one that's talking, God, I pray that you would be the one that's speaking. And so, God, I offer up my voice to you. Use it how you want to, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Timothy is a letter from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, teaching him how to be a young leader within the church. And I love the way that Paul opens this letter up. He says, Timothy, my dear son. I'm going to tell you something. This worship team up here did an amazing job, but they were all young people. Christ, I believe that this generation has the potential to take Christ's church further into advancement than it's ever been. And if there's ever been a day where we need the presence of spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers in their life, guiding them, directing them, coaching them, and even correcting them, it is today. Paul understood this idea of spiritual fatherhood and spiritual motherhood, fathering the fatherless, mothering the motherless, becoming that trustable voice in their life that they can turn to when they are hurting, when they need guidance, when they need wisdom, when they need direction, and yes, even correction. He said, Timothy, my dear son, you don't call someone a son unless you've established a relationship with them. And here's what I want. I love that. I love that. That is the way that he opens the letter. He establishes that relationship with Timothy first. And then he gives him instruction. And we, for too long, we as a church have been getting this part flip-flopped. And we've been taking the correction part of spiritual fatherhood and the correction part of spiritual motherhood, and we've been telling our young people how they can't do this and they can't do that. They can't wear this. They can't wear that. They can't say these things. And Paul is calling on Timothy to be a father to the next generation. Paul establishes that father-son relationship first. And then he says, Timothy, now go and be what you need to do. Go and be what God has called you to be. Because there's this part of spiritual fatherhood and spiritual motherhood where you come under that covering and you come under their guidance and you come under their wisdom. But then there's also that time of release. There's also that time where the parent has to say, okay, I've done all that I can do. Now it's time for God to meet me. It's time for God to meet you where you are and take you where you need to be. He says, Timothy, my dear son, be strong. Be strong through the grace that your Christ Jesus has given you. Be strong, Timothy. And this is important because I feel like some of you may have come here burnt. You may have come here burnt out. You may have come here ready to throw in the towel. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong, Timothy. Be strong, Timothy. We cannot get to a point in the church where we stop talking about the grace of God. Because Paul says, you can ask all these reliable witnesses. But my life has been an example of the grace of God. Paul's entire life has been built on God's grace. Paul's entire life has been built upon the fact that he was a sinner and God's grace came down and met him and turned his life around through Jesus. This idea of grace is, and you know, Paul says, you know, you can ask all these reliable witnesses. This is not just something that I'm talking about on Sundays, but this is something that I'm living out on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. Oh, and may I remind you, this is not just something that affected me in the past, but this is something that is still affecting my life today. Oh, I wish I had somebody to thank God. Listen, Paul said, you can ask all these reliable witnesses. They've been watching me, but God's grace is still affecting my life today. God's grace is still blessing on my life today. I'm still living under the blessing and under the favor of God. I'm still breathing in these lungs. I'm still living under freedom. I'm still living under the blessing and the grace of God. I wish I had somebody to help me preach and stand up and say, I still got more in my tank. That's all Paul was telling Timothy, is saying, hey, God's grace is upon you. There's still more in your tank. We remember where Paul said in 2 Corinthians that God's grace is sufficient for us and that his strength makes us perfect in our weakness. The meaning of sufficient is literally to be enough. You've got to believe that God's grace is enough. You've got to believe that God's strength is enough to carry you through your day, to carry you through your week, to carry you through your trials. So he says, don't quit, Timothy. Don't you throw in the towel. Be strong, because this idea that Paul is presenting to Timothy of grace is what fuels the rest of Timothy's ministry. This is not a call to put more weight upon Timothy, but this is just simply a call back to the unlimited and the sufficient grace of God. And so then Paul equips Timothy with three pieces of advice. Side note, any great leader, any great mentor, any great spiritual father, any great spiritual mother never sends the inexperienced into battle without being prepared. But he gives Timothy these three pieces of advice here. He says, now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to later pass them on to others. I have 3 points to my message this morning. And the first point would just be the title of my message. Now voice. Now voice. Do you not realize the power that lies within your mouth? The Bible says that the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. We sing about it. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Or when I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. We sing about it, but do we really understand the power that is behind our mouth? And if there's ever been a day where God's church needs to arise and start proclaiming the word of God out of their mouths, it is today. Some of the greatest moves of God that we've ever seen have taken place because people have opened up their mouth. What about the people of Israel who marched around the city 7 times and then opened their mouth in a shout of victory? What would happen if you marched around your situation and then shouted proclaiming victory? What would happen? What about some Calebs who opened their mouth and said, Lord, give me this mountain? What would happen if you opened up your mouth and started claiming territory in faith? Lord, give us this city. Give us this region. Give us this state. Give us this nation. What would happen? We want to talk about Pentecost Sunday. What about Peter? Who looks down at these young people praising and blessing God and says, no, these people are not crazy. These people are not drunk. But this is what was being prophesied by the prophet Joel, who said, in my last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I wish I had somebody to help me preach this morning and begin to open up their mouth, because there is power that lies within your mouth. That's why I opened service the way that I did, standing up praising God, because it postures your heart for victory. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your victory is in your praise. Begin to open up your mouth and proclaim God's goodness upon your life. See, I just mentioned that I recently came out of a 40-day fast at the beginning of the year, and I felt the Lord calling me to, in this fast, I felt the Lord calling me to do 2 prayer drives. One around my city, my hometown city, Zanesville, and one around our state capital, Columbus, where I would go to 4 corner cities just driving and proclaiming the word of the Lord. Because here's one thing that I want you to understand, is that when I say open up your mouth and start proclaiming the word of God, I'm not talking about taking your Bible and slapping people in the face with it. Take your scriptures to your prayer closet and see what happens. Take your scriptures to your prayer bench and see what happens. But anyway, I was driving around these cities, praying declaring revival to break out. And as soon as I got done with the fast was when the reports started breaking loose that the Asbury revival was breaking out. Now that was in Kentucky. And I'm not saying this to say, look what I've done and look what God told me to do, but I'm saying this to show you the power that's behind your tongue. Is it breaking out in Ohio? I don't know. It's breaking out right here in Cary. I do know that because I just experienced that. It's breaking out right here in Cary. Begin to open up your mouth. Start declaring revival over this city. Start declaring revival within this church. Start declaring revival within this state. Because let me remind you, we're not here to just build our own church. We're here to build the kingdom of God. Start praying over this state. Start praying over this nation. Every time you pass a church, no matter if it's yours or not, you should be praying that God would fill it to its maximum capacity. Start praying and start opening up your mouth and declaring. It says, now voice, Timothy. Now teach these truths. And then he says, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier in Jesus Christ. Point number two, carry your load. Carry your load. He says, endure. And he says, I need you to do it with me. Your pastors, they have done a phenomenal job maturing their gifts and seeking the face of God for the direction of this church. And like Pastor Joe said, you are starting to see that. But I'm going to tell you something. They were never meant to carry that burden alone. Being a PK, I know some of the burdens that they carry. And my mama and my dad have done their best to shelter me from a lot of it. But I also see some of the burdens that pastors carry. These burdens can sometimes be heavy, taxing, exhausting, and sometimes even painful. But they were never meant to carry them on their own. We cannot afford for them to be wearing themselves out because they are carrying twice the load they should be. Carry your load. Listen, they need to be at their best to lead you, but in order for them to be at their best, they need you to be at your best. They need you to come into this house ready and ready to go. Not coming in off of coming in because tired because you stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning scrolling through TikTok. But they need you to be at your best. This is your number one opportunity to reach Cary, Ohio, right here, Sunday morning. This is your number one opportunity. This should be your very best, as if you are doing it for Jesus, because you are. How do you know that you are doing your part? How do you know if you are carrying your load? Let me ask you this. Are you feeling the weight of the ministry vision for this house? Are you feeling the weight of reach and teach? Are you feeling the weight that there are still souls out there in Cary, Ohio that are lost that need to be a part of the kingdom of God? He says, I need you to open your mouth and use your voice, Timothy. I need you to endure through suffering. Suffering. Because no, it's not always going to be easy. And sometimes it's going to be easier to roll over in the bed and hit snooze. Sometimes it's going to be easier to just sit back and let somebody else do it. But he says, I need you to endure with me. Then he says, soldiers, don't get tied up to the ways of civilian life, for they will not please the officer who enlisted them. Don't get tied up. And the thing that stuck out to me about that verse 4 is it says soldiers, plural. Because Paul knew that there are two ways that you could possibly get tied up. If you are alone and if you're not alert. Point number 3, stick together and be alert. Stick together and be alert. 1 Peter tells us in chapter 5 that stay alert. Watch out, for your great enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Child of God, you've got to be very careful what you play around with. Because I'm going to tell you something, there is nothing that'll sit you down, tie you up, and put you on the bench faster than sin. There is nothing that'll sit you down, tie you up, and put you on the bench faster than your pride. Stay alert. Stick together. Help each other out. Because I'm going to tell you something. The devil ain't no fool. Jesus makes him look like a fool. But he's smart. He knows where you're weak. He knows exactly where to shoot his arrows. That's why Paul says, Timothy, I need you to endure. Because sometimes the enemy is going to attack. And his arrows are going to hit you in your weak spots. The areas where it hurts. The areas where you don't got protection. The areas where you may have let your guard down. And I know because I've been there. I was sharing with our teens last night in revival service that at the young age of 14, I let my guard down. And I hung around the wrong group of friends at the wrong lunch table. Was taking part in conversations I should not have even been a part of. I let my guard down. I was not alert. And because of the conversations that were taking place, curiosity began to fill my spirit. And I exposed myself to my first ever exposure to pornography. See, we don't like to talk about issues like that. We don't like to talk about issues like that in the church. But in my opinion, issues like that, hidden issues, should be more talked about in the church than anywhere else. This should be a hospital for the people that are struggling with hidden issues like that. And I feel like I've said all I'm going to say. I will say that God has set me free from that since then. But if the band would come back up, and as I'm closing this morning, I would like your pastors to come. And I'm going to be obedient. The Lord gave me one word for you guys in this church. Prepare for expansion. I believe it's coming, and I believe it's coming soon. You guys have a great outreach program with Target, and I believe that you're going to begin to see people literally coming in from that. Do you receive that this morning? Church, do you receive that? Because that's not just for them, but that is for this house. And so as I begin to pray for them, I want you to join your hearts in prayer over that. that God would begin to prepare this house for expansion. How big and how far that goes, I do not know. But the Lord told me to tell this house, prepare for expansion. Prepare for it. Prepare for it as if it's not, as though it's not even there. Because right now it's not. But when you prepare and sow that seed, that's when it will come. Lord, I pray over the pastors and over the shepherds of this house. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would not let your word return void, but God, that word would release itself into this house by the power of Jesus Christ. And that God, you would prepare this house, prepare these two for expansion. God, you said that you would do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think. Exceed what they are expecting. Exceed what they are expecting in Jesus' name. I now want to open up this altar. Before I open it up to everybody else, I just felt the Lord drop something in my spirit. If you feel a call to ministry, I want you to come forward. Whether that is worship team, whether that is whatever it is, whatever, if it's preaching, whatever. If you feel a call upon your life, no matter how old you are, if you feel a call upon your life to serve in ministry, come forward.
Soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. control. I want more of you, God. I want more. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. So set a fire. Jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware, these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And he is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he
face in his eyes. In his grace is an ocean.
The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the
We're going to keep singing, and people are still getting prayed for, but this is what I feel like we need to do. I know some people have to go. There's things going on. That's okay, but I want everyone in the building to stand to your feet. Sister Trisha Triano confirmed this, what I was feeling in my heart, and I felt like we needed to wait until after the ministering of the word, but this is Pentecost Sunday, and some of you are already beginning to experience this when you came up for prayer. Some of you are hanging back because, well, I don't have a call on my life in that capacity, but God still wants to bless you. And so this is the thing. There are times where God wants to do an impartation by laying on of hands, and you know that. We've taught that. But then there are other times where God just wants to fill the room up and just do a work. And this is what I want to encourage you to do as we just continue to sing and worship God. I want you to just lift your hands and just begin to worship God. Some of you, I believe that if you would lend yourself because it's available, you may begin to operate in a gift of tongues that you've never operated in before. That means that maybe you've already spoken in tongues, but you'll speak in a different language. Some of you never experienced that before in your life at all, and God just wants to do that for you right now, just by faith. You just receive it. Say, yes, Lord. And it may be weird at first. You may hear something, feel something. You just let that come out. That's just the tongues. It's the God speaking through you. And remember the title of the message, Now Voice. Now voice what God is saying. And so this is how we practice this. And God gives us other languages and we learn how to speak for Him. Some of you just need a refreshment, a refilling. So Acts chapter 2, we see the initial outpouring, but Acts chapter 4 we see a refilling, and they went out in boldness and declared. And so as we just sing, I want you to lift your hands and just receive it. Don't be fearful. Just put your voice behind it. Speak. Let God touch you. You don't need a person to lay hands on you this morning is what I feel the Holy Spirit saying. You just need to receive what He has for you right now. Just receive that refreshment, that infilling right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just speak it over them right now. Just as the day of Pentecost, this is the day of Pentecost. We celebrate the harvest. We celebrate the expansion. We celebrate everything that you're doing, God. But, God, we need to be empowered by your Holy Spirit. And so we just declare a fresh refilling right now, a filling of your Spirit. Right? Be released by your grace in the name of Jesus. Hey, ba'at ust ukobati ishtidina mahada. East Oko Sekipi Sotore Mananamasa. Come on, speak it out. Speak it out, church. Ekush the Brahmanero Robohodi Rastia Shokomanaye Retosa Katanamasi. Young people, go ahead, release it, young people. Rotos Brahmanaye Sore Mikitoya Rasaneo Tosa Katora Manodere Ottadini Tostotanara no Olimasora Nanaroko Rosokote Shiti Rastatorine Yustinana or the Mehe Eshokure Menero. Retana na mano na mae eco sopra mano te via. Rasito sopra mano e tu nis promia do voi e quitava. Rota sana na mano na mele de biki. Reco toto sa kama de veo romana na prime della massa. Eka este ninu bramana na mamsi. Presto toto de me kira mano na mosso prime na mosso di bis. Rasano ro pro hote te de bi haramano ro prime de ne bi. E kia no na mosso te de. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Just hold out a little bit longer. A little bit longer. God's still moving. God's still moving. Tarry in this a little bit longer, church. Rasorana Rosh Rimaruna Soprebeti, Shinidi Vivetanama Racorimasia Cotota Brahma Sapraman in the Milanesi Yaconimasa Bravotota Brimina Brahma the Brahma. Peter said, this is for you and your sons and your daughters and all of them afar off. That's what Joel, the prophet Joel said, spoke, and Peter was alluding to that. This is for you, your sons and your daughters, and everyone that's afar off. That means that our generation, this is still applicable for our generation. I want to give you some instruction in this. Every once in a while, we need a refreshment of this. The Bible shows that in Acts 4. We need a refreshment, a refilling of it, however you want to word it. But God is still actively speaking through us in different languages. It's still happening. And I want to encourage you that you continue to practice this as part of your spiritual life. Paul told the church that we should exercise ourselves in godliness. And so, if you received a new language, like something you've never spoken before, you need to continue to ask God, let that build in me, let that go through me more and more, and let me speak that more and more. Because it's called tongues with an S. That means plural, right? We don't just speak one, we speak multiple. Maybe you've still been seeking this, and let me just give my wife's testimony really quick here. If you've never spoken in tongues before, that's okay. It doesn't matter if you've been raised in a Pentecostal church or a charismatic church, or someone who professes this gift to be still in operation or not. None of that matters. My wife, 20-some years, right, darling? 20-some years, she grew up in a Pentecostal church, and she kept seeking. She wanted to see that manifested in her life. And after 20-some years, she finally seen that manifested in her life. Listen, it's not about the giver. He's already given it. It's about the receiver. And sometimes we have to figure out how to get ourselves out of the way so we can open up the package and receive it. And begin to let that flow through our life. Does that mean that everyone's going to talk in tongues all the time? No. Everyone has their own walk with that. That's what's so awesome about God. It's personal. I'm not going to do it the way you do it, and you're not going to do it the way I do it. That's okay, because that's just me and God having a moment, right? But God wants us to press into these things because he's given them to us. So, here's the thing, whether you spoke in another language or not, the presence of God was here and it's been released. And that's going to stay on you for a while. Because that's just how it works. And you can go in your private place at home and all of a sudden this just will happen because you just receive it, you just lend yourself to it. You could be driving down the car and boom, it just happens. All I need you to know is this. The Bible says it's for you. It's for you. And you need it because you heard a word spoken to you that now is the time. to speak. And this allows us to understand how to speak for God. And then all of a sudden, it goes from a language that we don't know into a language we do know. And all of a sudden, we're speaking for God in languages that we do understand. And we're ministering to people, and it's not us speaking, it's God speaking through us. Amen? This is not just a prayer language. This is a part of your DNA, who you are. This is how you may praise God. This is how you may talk to God. And this is also how God will speak to you and through you. And then all of a sudden, it moves into the languages that you know so that you can be empowered to be a witness for Jesus Christ. That's the whole point of this. We actively do this in this church because we know that we need the power, right? I mean, I don't want a handsaw to do the job. I want to plug in my miter saw. It goes zip, one board cut, zip, another board cut, zip, another, because I'm not plugged into my own ability. I'm plugged into the power source, which goes beyond my own ability. Amen? One more time, just lift your hands and give God praise. If you feel like letting that utterance go again, just begin to flow in that tongues again as we just worship God. Sing this song. Go ahead.
Holy, 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 is the Lord God Almighty. creation I sing, praise you, the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Let's just do this as they just play the music, no singing. Let's just join the angel band, the cherubims that sit around the throne, and declare holy, holy, holy. Come on, lift your voice and say holy. Santo, santo, holy, holy, santo, 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 holy, 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 holy. Santo, did I say that right? The Lord is holy. Get it right? That's just stirring in me right now, Pastor Darius. I need to declare that in Spanish because we're speaking into what we're sowing into in the Spirit. El Señor, the Lord, es santo, is holy. El Señor es santo. The Lord is holy. Why am I saying it in Spanish? Because I'm speaking into a people group that we're ministering to, that they know the Lord is holy. The Lord is holy. El Señor, el Santo, 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 es Señor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a voice. We have a voice. We declare those things that are not as though they are. We declare those things that are not as though they are, because we have faith in the Creator God. Hallelujah. So we're doing that. We're doing that. Listen, I just got to tell you this. I don't know if you need confirmation or not, but I'm just going to give it to you, okay? Yesterday, right? Saturday. Yesterday, I met a man from St. Louis. First time I ever met him in my life. His name is Pastor Steve Smith. He travels the world as an evangelist missionary. He does all kinds of missionary work. What, 40-some countries he's been in, right? 47 countries, almost 50 countries this man has been in. He's preached the gospel all over the nation of the United States of America. First time I met him, great guy, great spirit. He looked at me. He goes, I'm not a prophet, and I don't really flow in that gifting. But I goes, he goes, I just got to tell you that God's doing something in your church, Pastor. He goes, I know this is the first time I've ever met you, but I have to say what I feel the Spirit of God saying. He's a witness. These guys are witnesses. They were there. And he said, he's expanding. Expand. That's what he said. He's expanding your church. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen? God's doing a work in us. He's preparing us, and we're going to continue to prepare. And you may ask yourself at times, why in the world is Pastor Joe doing this now? I mean, like, things are good, man. Like, you know, God's moving and we're excited and all that. But because it's preparation for the expansion. It's not for you. Don't get offended. It's not for you. It's for the people who are coming, and you need to get ready to minister to them. Amen. Hallelujah. God's doing something in us and through us. We're reaching a region. We're reaching a region for Jesus. God is expanding us. Isaiah 54. Amen. Isaiah 54. Hallelujah. Go look it up. I got a closed service. I don't want to, but I got to. How many of you enjoy the presence of the Lord? Amen. I'm excited about what God's doing in our hearts and our lives, right? Thank you, Pastor Jordan, for that word. It was a now word. It's connecting to the theme and the vision that God has given this church, so we know. You know, every once in a while, we need a different voice that says the same thing, but then we hear it differently. Amen? I'm excited for that because that just is confirmation. The whole message was confirmation of what God's speaking to us. So, Father, we just thank you right now for everything that you've done in us. We thank you for the flow of your spirit, the manifestation of yourself that you gave us as we gathered here today together. We thank you for the refreshment we have received from you. We thank you for the empowerment that we've received from you, Lord. I gotta pray that as we leave this place, we will not leave what we've experienced here, but we will take it with us so that we can carry that into the world around us and minister to the people that we come in contact with. Lord, help us to speak out the word you've given us. Help us to endure the hardness that we're going to face. Help us to be committed to one another and stay close and build each other up in our most holy faith. Now we pray blessing upon each home and each family. May your face shine upon us. Help us to continue to walk in your peace and your grace and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You have a wonderful Sunday. Don't forget, if you have kids back in the classrooms, pick them up. You don't want to leave them here. Yeah, I'm sure. Don't leave them here. And get them as soon as you can.